Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Uncle T.
Oh, by the grace of God.
Are you well?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great, man. Has your day been good?
Yeah, hectic. That's what we need to do while waiting for the new heavens and the earth.
Oh,
we
yes. Oh, yes. One of the verses I love, by the way, is where he says, do business until I come. So which means that while we are waiting for his coming, we do exactly what you are doing. We do business and we carry on with what needs to be done while waiting for his return. Oh, fantastic. Thank you for that, Pastor.
Oh, yes.
Now, both heaven and earth have been negatively impacted by sin. When sin finally is eradicated from our experience, God will make everything new, as if sin never existed. And this is what we're going to be touching on this afternoon. Now, when will the new earth come to be, Pastor? Do we know?
Yes, we know. Although we don't, in terms of sequence.
Okay.
The new earth comes after the honeymoon. The lamb gets married in Revelation 19.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have the privilege to go to the marriage supper of the lamb are privileged now to go to heaven.
Mm.
So our loved ones, those who have gone on before, and some of us listening to this radio shall have also gone on before to go and sleep, they are resurrected. And Paul puts it in a very poetic way. And we who are still alive and waiting for the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. And then he concludes by saying, and we together with them shall be taken up to heaven to be with the Lord. That is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 17. But before we go there, he says, comfort one another with these words.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to pause and say, we don't have a list of doctrines. We don't to believe right. It's quite an experience to know. I lost my mother 2 years ago and my father some 30 years ago. Just the thought of knowing that I will be with them again. They were believing Christians.
Yeah.
I believe they will be there. That's an experience to hope for. Like I've just said, that Paul says, comfort one another with these words. So the new earth made new, to me, is that reunion also.
Yeah.
It's new in the sense that I don't have to take policies about my death and so on, no more sorrows and so on. Yeah. So this group, the dead and the living, they move up to heaven. And Revelation 20 explains that. And hello?
Yeah, I'm listening, Pastor. I'm listening. You were saying end there.
Oh, that's just a disturbance here. Okay. Now, when we go to heaven, the Bible says, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Pastor. I'm still here.
Oh, my phone is doing stuff. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
We're still here.
When we go to heaven, the Bible says we spend 1,000 years. And then he says, in Revelation 20. After that, then Satan gets loosed from his chains, and while we are coming down to this planet Earth. So, yeah, so when will the new heaven and new earth? Well, maybe two ways. Heaven starts when we go to heaven, the resurrection and the ascension. That's when heaven starts. The new earth starts when he comes, the new Jerusalem comes down in Revelation 21. Now the earth is made new. Everything is made new. I hope I have answered you.
Definitely you have. The one thing I want to know, Pastor, is you talked about, but this all happens after the holiday, as you say. I suppose this is the millennium that you were referring to. Now, what happens then during that millennium, that is both in heaven and earth? What is happening during that period?
You know, I do a lot of family ministries. So to me, it's a honeymoon. God enjoying himself with his, the lamp is married. So it's a honeymoon. The Bible doesn't call it that. It says we shall reign with the angels. That's when we will be shown more and more about the grace of God, what God went through. Now, I've got my own childish imagination where God or Jesus will tell us how he has been with us when we were being tempted and we overcame, and how rejoicing he would, how that he rejoiced every time we overcame. Because at the end of, in Revelation 21, it says, they that shall overcome. It's not for everybody. It says it's for those who shall overcome. So we will have a chance to tell our experiences also, to talk to God. But there will also be judgment. We will go through the names of the people that are known to us, and we check with the angels what happened to preacher so-and-so. I thought he was a powerful TV personality. Where is he? And the Lord will show us. Now, I'm using my own, I'm extracting from the Bible, but I'm weaving it with my own imagination. Where is so-and-so? And the Lord will show us what happened. And why do I emphasize this? It is because when we are in heaven, all doubt must be removed. We will also be seeing how, as I've alluded earlier, how the Lord saved us. And we will also be asking these questions. Why? Sin, why did God allow sin to prevail? Look at the trouble that our parents and Satan put us into. But God, why did you allow it? He will be telling us all about redemption during this millennium. Mm. Millennium simply meaning 1,000 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Then heaven, down to earth, it's in Revelation 21 when the new Jerusalem comes down.
So are you saying there's not going to be any activity during this millennium on earth?
Satan has no job.
Oh, he has no job at that time.
Remember, Satan's job is to mislead God's people.
To deceive and to steal.
That's what Satan. Yeah, his job is to deceive. So he will be on a leave because he will have no one to tempt. Mm. The Bible says he was chained a big chain, a chain of circumstances where he's not able to tempt anyone. You'll remember that at the coming of the Lord, the unbelieving die because of the glory of the Lamb. This time he doesn't come as the Lamb led to the slaughter. He's the King of Kings. His face shines. It's brighter than the sun. So if there's no connection with him, his very appearance means death. So the people are dead, those who did not believe. So then there's no one to tempt. There's no one to keep busy. So they are just chained. I don't know what they will be doing. I think they'll just be looking at each other and waiting for their fate after this thousand years.
Yes. Now, is the new earth essentially a recreation of the new one? Will it be a better and different from the first? The reason I was asking what will be happening on earth during the millennium, I thought that there's going to be big renovations, you know, earthworks and, you know, moving and stuff like that, making sure that the place is ready. Looks like there's not going to be much activity. This guy will be roaming around with his demons here and nothing to do. So where's this new earth going to be coming from then?
The Bible describes a city four square, and it's going to land here on planet Earth. Now, the Bible scholars will tell us that it will land somewhere in Israel and so on. But you'll realize that I'm looking for an experience of what is coming more than the correctness of the doctrine at this stage in so that I do not know how he will renew this, how he will make things new. Incidentally, if you were to pick the sounds, some few meters from my office, people are busy renovating. But God is too big to renovate. He can create from nothing, as we said yesterday. He doesn't need raw material. He will just make things new, whatever he wants to do. But it will not be like the old. There will be no semblance or resemblance of the old one. That's the big issue for me. It will be completely new. That's right.
Now, after this new earth, as it were, comes through, and we're going to be spending time there, eternity, we're going to be spending in the new earth, as it were. Will the similar practices reconvene when the new earth is established? That is, now we are now going to be remarrying. I mean, you are a family life practitioner, so I'm sure you're excited about family life up in heaven. You know, maybe work. Raising our kids, going to work, etc. Are we going to be continuing with our regular activities after the big holiday?
Well. In Isaiah 65, I'm reluctant to read for trying to manage your time. He talks about planting fields and no one coming to take over from, no thieves there, and then Isaiah's, the child will die at the age of 100. And he talks about other things. So that there in Isaiah mixes something that belongs to planet Earth, but being new. And he's sort of like, in my view, he's trying to reach us. concerning something that we will understand quicker. Because I wouldn't imagine a heaven or an earth where people die and I still have to do funerals. No. So, but there will be some activities, it would seem. I don't know what they will look like, except some hints from Isaiah and so on. There will be activity. Now, Jesus, they ask him, what about marriage? Then he says, no, we'll be like angels. We will not marry. Apparently, we needed these relationships. Or at least whatever it is that family would look like, it will not look like this one. Where kumela sihambise inkomo to go and get siyolobolela umfana and all that. It won't be like that. I don't know how God will do it, whether he will maintain the existing families. But on a very, very light note, there will be no desire to form new relationships.
Wow, no desire to form new relationships?
I that's my understanding.
Okay.
I'll ask the big pastors if that is the case, but so far that's my understanding.
Okay, all right.
But all things will be new. It's not a joke. It's not about moving to a new suburb. It's bigger than that. Now, there are people, for example, who will tell us that, no, if you don't believe the way they do, then you won't get the new suburbs, the Centen houses. They say, we will move. They will move into the suburbs. Here in Pretoria, there's so-called the Eastern Suburbs, a place for rich people, and so on. There are beautiful houses, and you drive around and you just, like your Bedford View in Johannesburg, those big castles, so secured and so on. Beautiful stuff. No. There won't be anything like that in the new earth. Mm. It will be completely new, designed by God himself.
Yeah, beautiful stuff, man.
Yeah, we can't just afford to repeat.
Yes.
Think of this earth. It won't be like this one.
It won't be like this
but
one.
But you remember that Paul says, ear has not heard, eyes have not seen.
Oh, yeah.
But the Lord has prepared for us.
Mm.
Yeah. So I am saying to my fellow believers, it is the man himself that we are relating to.
Mm.
That we are longing to see. So we need to relate with him here on earth, have that communion with him, which we will continue at his coming and throughout the 1,000 years. We are going to be with someone we love. Someone yesterday we established that it is his pleasure to have us. And I've just said that in Revelation chapter 19, the Lamb gets married. And it's about a love relationship.
Beautiful.
The end of sin, you know. Yes.
Beautiful. Well, but Uncle T, I must thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and always actually a pleasure to speak to you. We're going to be connecting with you one last time tomorrow at the same time and same place. But for today, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a victorious night.
Thank you so much. Have a powerful evening.
Sure. Bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.